This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are, in this trade war we're still having with the Chinese, hard quantitative things each side can do. Tariffs themselves are a good example of those. 10 or maybe 25% import taxes on a whole list of goods shipped by each side to the other. Also, softer, more qualitative things, like just not buying certain things the other country sells. And for our purposes right now, one of those certain things is American oil, which China has basically stopped buying. Rebecca Elliott covers energy for the Wall Street Journal. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
This seems like a substantial drop in Chinese imports of American oil. What is going on?
So as the trade tensions between the U.S. and China have escalated in recent months, even though China has not imposed any tariffs on U.S. crude, the U.S. exports to China actually dropped to zero in August after about 350,000 barrels a day of crude in the first half of the year. So a very significant drop.
And we're reasonably sure that it's all trade related, right? They just decided we don't want to buy this stuff anymore. We're going to get our oil elsewhere.
Right. So it may be that Chinese companies are kind of looking to limit purchases of U.S. oil in case the trade tensions escalate further. And, you know, let's say tariffs were imposed on crude.
Sure. We should point out here that it's not like the global market is an unwelcome place for oil exporters. So American crude does have somewhere to go.
Yes, exactly. The first week of this month, actually, U.S. crude exports neared 2.6 million barrels a day. Yeah. So they're at kind of record highs in recent months. So what we're seeing is a shift in the trade pattern. So with China not buying as much U.S. crude, that oil is going elsewhere in the world.
So who is buying American oil if the Chinese have decided that they don't want 380, whatever it is, 1,000 barrels a day?
The U.S. has customers around the world. You know, oil is going to Europe, it's going to Latin America, to India, elsewhere in Asia. The market is shifting in response to this decision on the part of Chinese companies rather than evaporating in any way, at this point, at least for U.S. exporters.
So this is one of those things that it's not a direct retaliation, right? It's not imposing new tariffs on American products. It's the Chinese saying, oh, okay, fine. We're just not going to buy American oil because we don't have to.
Exactly. So there are other exporters. They're exerting that choice. Right. As of right now, it does not appear to be significantly cutting into the demand for U.S. oil. But China has a large degree of buying power, of course.
Right, right. Rebecca Elliott, writing on energy, oil and gas for The Wall Street Journal. Rebecca, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.